Everybody, welcome to another episode of Inside Lion Athletics. I'm Charlie Chitwood. We're doing Zoomies today, but we've got Jim Curry up first, athletic director for East Texas A&M. Jim, it's a busy week for you today. We got crossover season is completely in full swing, and then just in the midst of that, you got a little bit of football, senior day here this weekend. And you're getting ready to host the Southland Conference Volleyball Championships. How's all that going?
Yeah, it's going. You know, it looks like I'm coming to you live from an undisclosed location here, but really, I'm just on my way to cross country regionals. So headed up to Fayetteville. They compete tomorrow. I guess in what is technically our first NCAA Division I postseason competition. So yeah, there we go, right?
Oh yeah.
Cross country is a little different because the regionals are in essence like an open entry, and then if you meet certain benchmarks, you can qualify, or certain finish, you can qualify for nationals. So it's a little different than maybe some of the others. But you know, as we were talking about it with George, and just talking about the opportunity, you know, it's important that our student athletes have opportunities to compete in things like this because this is what we're shooting for.
Sure.
And we want to be, you know, we want to be competing on this stage, and our student athletes need to see this level of competition as we continue to grow and level up. And so, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. We got some great young runners that we feel like we can build with in the future. And obviously George can speak to that next time you get them on. But again, just excited to be in that arena, in that forum, and really kind of just not only showcase the brand, but just start to set expectations for where we're going, you know, as an athletics department and what we're trying to do. Kind of along the same lines, interestingly enough, I was talking with some folks yesterday, and, you know, I happened to be on the phone with the AD at Lamar, and I'm like, all right, is the staff ready to work over Thanksgiving? Because you guys are in a nice little position, you know, relative to postseason here, if you can keep it rolling. And you know, we were kind of joking because I remember those days when we would work over Thanksgiving week, you know,
Sure.
and that happened here too, you know, in those days. So that's, I think, what our goal is, to continue to be working over Thanksgiving.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. Hey, you know, there's the kids going up there to run at the meet. They'll be the first ones. All of their fellow student athletes, they're going to want to know, what kind of swag did you get? Isn't that what they do it for?
That
used to be.
Yeah, you know, who knows these days, right? But well, you know, again, we know full well that how we outfit and equip our student athletes matters. It's been very clear from our transition to Nike and what that means. One of the things that struck me kind of, you know, in a recent match we were playing, I can't remember who we were playing in volleyball. It was a Saturday here recently. And we've got the intro video where, you know, they're kind of pulling up their knees, you know, knee sleeves and, you know, things like that. And, you know, there's a Nike swoosh on it. And I heard one of the girls from the other team, because I was sitting courtside, and she was like, oh, they're Nike? So that was pretty cool. That was kind of
Yes,
one of those
we
like cool
are.
moments. That was
Wow.
kind of one of those cool moments that you're like, all right, it's resonating.
Hey, speaking of cool moments, and it's not totally under your bailiwick, but I just saw the video from San Antonio where the Pride band went down and showed out a little bit.
Yeah, I tell you, man, they've been awesome. And they've got great leadership. They've had great leadership, I should say. But I, you know, I credit to Garth and Dr. DeLuca and, you know, that whole crew. They've just been fantastic. And, you know, we see it a lot in some of our post-game surveys too, about the positive response and feedback from having them part of the game experience. So, you know, I kind of mentioned it. I was at foundation board meeting on Friday last week, and we were talking about, you know, our level of investment into band. You know, we helped fund that trip to SMU. We paid for the tickets that were at SMU out of our own coffers. I mean, people think, oh, band goes, it's free tickets. No, you got to pay for those seats. You know, we obviously help support them and fund them in the basketball pep band space. We're talking about funding levels for them to go to the Southland Conference tournament in basketball. So, you know, we're in it with them. from a financial perspective. We share spaces. They had a conflict with a rain date back in August. We let them use the field house. Obviously, no cost for that, of course. They practice on the same field that football practice on. So I think we've enjoyed a great partnership with the band. It's important for us. And not only that, but it's not just partnership, but it's also investment from athletics.
Yep, that's a big part of the game day experience. For there were a few years that I would go to Vegas for the Mountain West Conference basketball tournaments, and hearing those pep bands, Air Force, New Mexico, Boise State, everybody involved in that. And when the men were in New Mexico last week, making that long walk downhill into the pit with the band music coming up, it just, there go the. All the feels about what's great about college athletics.
Well, not only that too, but then dance was there too. Dance is another component that we fund out of athletics, and they were a part of that show and have been part of that production and the partnership with Band Cheer. We have a new cheer director this year, Gracie, and she's done a fantastic job with them and elevating that. And so, these are some of those things that as we continue to try to look for ways to level up the operation and the and what we're doing here in athletics, every little piece matters. And that includes band, that includes cheer, that includes spirit, dance, what have you. Because to your point, that is part of the game day experience. And also too, it helps to propel the brand more broadly into different audiences, including those that are potential prospective students to the university, not just athletes.
You talked about partnerships, Jim. One of our new partners in commerce just recently opened up, kind of close proximity to the campus, especially if you've got a hankering for some wings. Buffalo
Yeah,
Wild Wings
Buffalo
is
Wild
open
Wings is
now,
now
right?
open. Yeah, it's awesome. So
How
I
are they
think,
not called Buffalo Lion Wings? They've got
hey, we
lion
can change
stuff
it.
all over that building.
Well, if you go in it, you might as well be because of the amount of Lion swag and memorabilia and what have you in there. So, again, yeah, good. Another great partnership. We actually took some, when we were kind of doing the locker room clean out project, as we were kind of, offboarding Under Armour and onboarding Nike, we came across a lot of old jerseys, and so we kind of held them in reserve just to use them as part of the design for the Buffalo Wild Wings. So if you go in there, you're going to see across multiple sports, an old school Lion swag, whether it's ETSU or A&M Commerce, even, I mean, whatever it might be, it's in there. And then we've also kind of thrown in some other memorabilia too, like back behind the bar area, there's kind of one of those mini replica national championship trophies from the D2 national championship, and some balls and helmets and things like that. So yeah, that was a fun partnership with them. And it's one of those where obviously it continues to build spirit and community in commerce. I was there for lo I missed the soft opening on Friday. I was We're actually in the middle of a search process for a new VP for marketing communications for the university, so I'm part of that. But the but I was there on for lunch on Monday or Tuesday, I can't remember now. It was cool because there were students in there, of course, but the amount of just like community people that were in there as well, that you could tell, like, they were swinging by to kind of enjoy it. And it was, I mean, it was pretty packed in there. We had to sit at the bar because to get lunch, just because it was a wait for the tables. And so that's a good thing, right? And there's a great buzz in there, and those folks, they're working their butts off in there, that's for sure. It's been a pretty good stream already, so I think it's going to build some more excitement. And obviously, as we launch and open the event center literally right next to it, I think you're really starting to see this vision that Dr. Rudin and Tina had for what that space could be in terms of just activation on a game day, activation for student life and campus life. I mean, I think it's going to be incredible and just really dynamic. So kudos to them for just the vision to kind of put that together, because I really think you're starting to see really it come to fruition.
Good deal. Can't wait to give it a shot. Hey, signing day today? How'd that one sneak up on you?
Signing day, yeah, signing day yesterday was the first day to sign. So you're starting to see some of that start to trickle out in some of our communications, but really good. It's all basically, it's all sports other than football. is signing day for them. So we've got, your golfs and tracks and volleyballs and soccers and what have, softball. And so, again, I think when you start to look at the quality of the signing classes and the recruits that we're bringing in, it really is, I think, reflective of the trajectory of where we're going. They can see the vision, they can see what it is. I mean, they're very accomplished recruits. So excited about, what that kind of means for us here in the near term and the long term. But also, I think just kind of, is representative of just kind of what we're doing now in an effort to kind of build, a culture of excellence and sustain that.
Very good. Can't wait to see some of those names too. Football senior day Saturday, Houston Christian's coming in town, and let's beat the Huskies.
Let's get the Huskies. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's I was thinking about this senior group and just the arc that they've been on through their journey here. You talk about leaving a legacy and creating a foundation for what comes, and that your time here is meaningful. And this senior group, I mean, you can put them right up there. I mean, I remember at the beginning of the year as we were kind of onboarding, teams and we were meeting with them, I kind of asked all the student athletes from each of the teams who were pre-reclass that came here pre-reclass, right? So
Right.
I guess that would be prior to
The D2
2022.
kids.
Yeah. And I just asked them to stand up and just be acknowledged because they obviously came here under a different construct. They stuck with us with us through the process. And I was so happy that they kind of get to see this part of it now where there's a little bit more on the line, right? You got postseason opportunities that otherwise weren't there before. And then just the building and the growth, I mean, I think at some point in time they're going to have an opportunity to come back here and talk with their kids about their experience here and how they were a part of this move to not just bring the athletics department or their respective team along on this journey, but really what it's done to just elevate the university's profile. So, that's not an easy process. We all know that. We've all lived it now for a couple of years, a few years now. But it's something that I think will have a tremendous impact in the long term. And I think for those kids that stuck it out and really saw through the process from start to finish, and again, stayed with it and persevered through a different experience than what they signed up for originally on signing day, right? When they signed their NIL or their NLI, I should say it was back then, signed their NLI. I mean that group deserves to be called out and recognized for what they've done. So again, I would say that that group probably has a little bit of a special place just in my heart, because we did this together, right? We
They
kind of
were
got through the tough part of it together.
that bus started in Division Two, and where that bus went, picking up and losing riders all along the way, ended up in
That's
Division
exactly
One.
right.
And that's it'll be something that they'll have conversations about
No
for the
doubt.
rest of their life when they talk about their college sports experience.
Yeah, I've kind of, and I've never shared this with anybody, so I guess I'll share it now. But I kind of in my kind of, I call them the bricklayer group. Like they're the group that's laid the foundation. So in my mind, I've always kind of called them like, all right, he's part of the bricklayers. Like, like they're, I don't know, maybe we need to codify that somehow and memorialize it. But like, I think about that group of seniors quite a bit who just gutted it out and stuck it out and stayed true to it. And there were seniors in the last couple of years too who did the same thing. So they deserve to be acknowledged as well in the same regard. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday, or at least it looks like right now, unless I just didn't jinx it. But a lot of student facing activation as well. We've got Ag Day going on as part of it. So a lot of integration with the College of Ag, antique tractor shows, FFA. I mean, it's a whole bunch of 4-H's. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different activations and partnerships going on for Ag Day on Saturday. So it's senior day, and we're throwing the whole kitchen sink at it.
All right, great stuff. Let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah, volleyball. They're closing in on their postseason. Lions are one win away from having the most wins in their Southland Conference life, but they're also on pace to have their best finish in the regular season in their Southland Conference life. And now they're getting ready to host the tournament. Pretty
That's
exciting
exactly it.
that.
Yeah, pretty exciting times for volleyball. And we talked about signing day, and I guess we can talk about it now because she signed. But they've got a, I mean, they got a 6'6" middle that signed with us for next year. So, you know, a little bit of that height that we've been looking for in the middle, or that's really young right now on that team, because they got some young timber there too, some tall trees.
Yep.
Continuing to build on that. So excited for Joe and what they're doing. But yeah, I mean, that win this past when they got the wins this past weekend over Northwestern, not only clinching tournament opportunities, but also secured at least a tie for their most wins in Southland Conference play. And then in addition to that, have put themselves in a position, got a big match tonight against Corpus. We obviously got them down there earlier in the year. They'll be looking for some payback up here. But if we get that win, that would be the most wins in Southland Conference play for us. And not only that, but would secure our highest seed in the tournament to date. So again, just, you know, some of those tangible signs of progress that we're making in some of these sports. Well, they're on full display this week for Joe and his group. And, you know, again, you want to talk about a group that's just working their tails off. A great group of young ladies. A great senior group as well. I think between them and the group last year, really, really, really good foundation for that culture on that team. And then in addition to that, a lot of young talent, obviously. So an exciting group. Again, they were home last week. They'll be home this week, and they'll be home all next week for the conference tournament. So not a bad way to finish up the run here through November.
All right, man. Great stuff. Busy stuff. And are
That's
you
it.
driving or flying up to Northwest Arkansas?
Driving.
All right.
Long
Are you going to
hauling.
cut
Let's do
across or are
it.
you going to go to Texarkana and then up?
I think I'm going to go, as I was mapping, I think I'm cutting through somewhere here in this Texoma area. And at least that's what the MapQuest told me, I guess. Or
Yeah.
MapQuest. I just dated myself there. MapQuest.
Yeah, no kidding. Well,
Yeah.
it's like
Yeah. If
you
you
know what a
ask one of
map's.
these
Do you
younger
know what a
these days, they don't know what
MAPSCO is?
MapQuest is. They
Do
don't
you
know
know
what
what
a
a
MapQuest
MAPSCO?
is. What's
Do you know what
that?
a MAPSCO is? Do you know what that is?
I've never heard of that.
MAPSCOs, now this is dating me, and they lasted longer, but back in the 80s, there was a company that took city maps and chopped them into little bitty pieces and then had a database, and you could look up in the index a street and an address. And then you go to a map page and then figure out how to get there. It was the
Wow.
original,
It was the original Google Maps.
it was portable.
Okay.
And
That's
if you
cool.
forgot it somewhere, they updated it every year. And in Dallas, you kind of need that, it seems, with the way road construction goes. But
That's probably fair. I
yeah.
just remember the old road atlas. Like, I kind of loved those things when I was a
Yeah.
kid.
I there's probably one in my truck, Jim. Here, Rita, while we go to lunch sometime.
That's
Hey,
it.
man, safe
I was
travels.
probably listening in on this thinking, what the heck are these guys talking about?
Hey, safe travels and good luck to the Lions up north. And we'll see what
Yeah.
they bring back.
We'll see what we got. Yeah, we've got let's get that Corpus one tonight. If you can make it out there, let's do it. And then yeah, we cross country tomorrow. We'll be back for the last volleyball match of the year at for on Saturday before home football. And then we're just rocking and rolling from there. So, looking forward to it.
All right, lines up, everybody. You're watching, listening to Inside Lion Athletics. We'll be back with more after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to some more of Inside Lion Athletics. We had Jim Curry to start. We're going to move right over to basketball. Here is Valerie King, head coach of the Lion Women, 2-1 here in the early part of the season. Coach, you had a couple of them at home, had the nice crowds, and come up with the two wins. Those were games that you really expected to come up with a dub in, but you also got to see a lot about how your team's progressing here in the early go.
Yeah, I think the first three games allowed us to see obviously what we need to work on, some spots on defense, some rebounding, and then just getting into our offensive flow a little bit quicker. But yeah, we're able to see all that, and that was good. We were able to get different combinations on the floor, whether it was a small lineup or double bigs. So that was really good. We were able to get our freshmen some minutes early on. So that always helps trying to, moving into the season.
When you talk about playing with the double bigs and the different styles, those were styles of play that you didn't have the personnel to even use last year. How is that, how's everybody working into the schemes?
I think everybody's been doing a great job. We're able to go back and forth with whatever lineup we choose at the time during practice. And it's been really good for us. Obviously being able to with those two different lineups, obviously being able to do stuff different defensively, compared to a smaller lineup. So, that's kind of how we're changing back and forth, but everybody's been good. Everybody, we're all on the same page, and everybody knows what we're really looking for.
So somebody like Amaya Boyce, who didn't get to play last year, coach, it's got to be a little bit different for her to look up the floor and see all, all the post players available. But just kind of getting her back in that game rhythm. From what I saw courtside, it's not bad right now.
Yeah, I mean, she's been great. Even all throughout last year when she was able to, I mean, she was practicing, working out when she was able to get back and all that stuff. So, that stuff never left. It was just, game action. So, happy, we've talked about how early we scrimmaged, but I think that was a good thing for her as well. To be able to get into scrimmage action early in October and then kind of space it out. So she's really had a month to get her feet back in it. And, obviously we all know game stuff is different than practice and workouts and stuff, but she's made great strides. I think she's probably pretty much getting into her rhythm now. And I told her the other day, on Sunday, I think we played Sunday. My days are so messed up.
Was Sunday.
She scored whatever, 9, 10 points, but the points really weren't the indicator of how well she played. She probably played the most complete, best game that she's played for us since she's been here. So, that accounts to her really locking in on the defensive end and, just doing her job down there.
And I'm just going off of memory, but wasn't she and one other player with 7 assists in
Yep.
that last game? Those are
Yep.
great numbers.
Yeah, she had 7 assists, 5 rebounds, I think. So, she when she does that, when she's locked in like that, obviously we've seen it. She can be one of the best players in the gym.
Coach, this is kind of an odd November scheduling wise. We've got bigger gaps between games than we have the previous couple of years. There's a reason for that, of course, but how do you like it? I mean, it's a little bit of a luxury right now.
Yeah.
You get to work on more stuff in practice than in a game.
I think it's been good. This week has been really good for us. We played 3 games. And a lot of the last 10 to 12 days prior to the first game were, getting prepped for those first 3 games. So, the 4 practices that we've had and will have to finish the week have been about us. And, trying to add to our half court defensive stuff and add to our offensive set stuff. And get all of that really, really good with, like we were talking about the different combinations we have on the floor. So this week has been about us, and I love it. It's been great. We've gotten better. When you're preparing. You know what I'm saying? So there's a huge difference in actually going to practice and working on yourselves and going to practice and just having to prepare for the next team. So this week has been good for us.
All right. Well, it needs to be because next week it's going to be challenging. You got Oklahoma for starters up in Norman. And then on Saturday, let's go open up conference play. You get to go to Hammond, America on a Saturday.
Yep.
And we'll keep up with it online, Coach. We got to be at that football game.
Yeah.
It's a different start to things this time.
Early. We had to move some games around because we had contract games already, when we conference games. So, unfortunately, it's this early. But it's our, you know what I'm saying? Well, we're the earliest one, but it really doesn't matter. We're gonna play them at some point, so.
That's right. Hey, what do you think all that drama down there between Southeastern and A&M Corpus and McNeese, where they're just hiring coaches
Oh, I
and
know. I'm like, what
what?
are you talking about? Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, I mean that's
I don't get into it. I don't know.
we got a little soap opera going here in the Southland Conference. Just don't put us in it.
That's right. That's right.
So you had Oklahoma State last week. How much do you take from that game in the preparation for Oklahoma? Just in the overall, let's get ready to go play somebody big.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just your mindset and, competing every possession. That's what we've talked to our kids about. Okay, yeah, they may be bigger, they may be, faster, whatever, but like, if we go out there and do what we do, stick to our game plan, and compete for 40 minutes, that's what we're looking for, is to go compete, and to get better.
Fair enough. All right. Well, Coach, appreciate all your time today. I know it's a busy week, but once practices start, it just stays that way.
That's it.
And next up, it'll be next Wednesday. Coach, what time are we tipping off up there in
I believe
the
it's a
morning?
6 p.m. tip.
All right. So we'll have that. The guys are going to be at home, but we'll be up with the women and the big, or excuse me, the SEC opponent. All right, folks, we're going to line up here. Coach, thanks a lot for your time. And
Thanks,
we'll
Charlie.
see you soon. Folks, we'll be back with more after this on Inside Lion Athletics. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. More Inside Lion Athletics. We go from women's basketball over to volleyball. Here's Joe Morales, head coach of the Lion volleyball team. Lines up, pal. Hey, you're down to the wire, and then you get to host the tournament. How cool is that? What's up with you got the Islanders in for a match tonight, and then tomorrow or Saturday, you wrap up the regular season at home, and that'll be against UTRGV.
Yeah, it's great. I was talking to a coach the other day, and they're like, "Aren't you lucky?" Like, I think they're from another conference. They're like, "You're home this week. You're home this weekend, and you're home for conference tournament." Like, how great is that? I'm like, I'm loving every minute of it. Like, it's great. It takes a lot more stress and pressure off a little bit just for the travel and logistics stuff,
Yeah.
and worrying about the kids and the rest and all that. And so now I'm loving it. I'm really excited that Jim got this bid, and I mean, we're to the wire right now. Like, we're in, so that's great. So the little less pressure off of that. But
Right.
we talked to our team yesterday. We took care of business in Corpus. This is a good one for us. It's an important one for us, just for seeding purposes. So I think the kids are gonna, they're excited. They want that challenge again at home, and they know they know they could do it, but they know it's gonna be a little tougher, just because of scout reasons. But we're up for it. We're up for it.
All
Absolutely.
right, so tell us a little bit about the setup for this week. You're in the tournament already, but you
Yeah.
can still impact your seeding with
Yeah.
the
So I
dub
think,
on tonight.
right. Yeah, we're in the tournament. We're seventh right now just because of the loss of Houston Christian last night. Everyone still has two games to play. I think Houston Christian has one more game to play. And I think they're playing UIW again. So their partner, if I'm not mistaken. But then, yeah, so this, I think the Corpus Christi, I don't want to put a lot of poise on it, but from a statistical and seeding, it's an important game. Like,
Yeah.
it determines whether we stay six or drop down. And I think that's the caveat for that. And I think if we can go, if we can get Corpus Christi tonight and even take a loss at UTRGV, I think we're sitting in sixth place, for sure. If we go the other way, go south the other way, then it could be either between seventh or eighth. And I think it comes to a tiebreaker between us and Houston Christian. And I haven't done the math yet, which I'm working on today, but if that's the case, I think the first tiebreaker is in head-to-head, which we're both tied 3-3. And then it goes to sets, which we're both tied. And then it's going to go to points, I believe. And so I have to do the math on that and see where who put up points and whatnot. So that's where it gets a little dicey and tricky, depending on seventh and eighth. But we'll focus on Corpus Christi. We'll focus on getting to that sixth spot. I mean, that's our priority right now. So the girls know it. The girls want it. We got to play the game, and we get to play them at home.
Joe, how is this team? The season goes by so fast, but their progression from way back in August all the way to here we are in a nice balmy November.
Yeah, you know, just college athletics in general. I think, you know, we took a hit in the spring with the portal a little bit, and I think the kids, they bounced back really well. They knew what they wanted to do. They understood the circumstances. Everyone was, you know, we got some good players like Zoe coming in. And I think, and of course, Jade came in and just wondered everybody. And so I think they mid-season, they kind of knew where they were. And it was still a struggling patch, even though how good we were, it was always that finish mark or let's play better. Or, you know, every coach always said, like, your second year is always going to be the hardest. And I knew going into this year, or even when I got this job, the third year was going to be the hardest. Because if you think about it, this is the first year where we didn't have any like former A&M Commerce kids from my first year playing. This was a transition where everybody was my recruits, my team coming in. So everybody was still feeling like what their role was, you know. I mean, we lost the East Fettys and the Millie Augers and the KBs. And so everybody was filling out what their role was on the team and how much they can go and how much they can do. And, you know, it was a little bit of a carousel a little bit there. But they handled it well, and you know, they fought hard, and I think they matured along the way. So I'm excited about the tournament and what they can do, because now they're in it, and that's what they wanted from the get-go. And so this kind of trumps, you know, every other game. Like this is a mecca right now, and so this is what we aim to do. And especially them knowing it, that if we were going to host, they wanted to be in it. Like they didn't, you know, they wanted to be here, and so. We're excited for the opportunity to showcase what we can do. And I think we're, you know, I kind of wondered about this. I'm like, I think we're peaking where we need to be right now, like right where we need to, which is kind of good. And I'm going to stretch back to last weekend, which I was a little upset about with the conference, but so be it. Gracie Campbell for two games with over 80 attempts in each game hit respectively, I think 376 and 350 with over 80 attempts. But here, Charlie, the best thing about this, what people don't understand, is she had five errors in two matches. That's like unheard of. And we didn't get any love from the conference or anything like that, which is fine. So I think our kids have a little chip on their shoulder. They don't rely on the conference to give us things. We're just going to go out and take it. So that's the mentality. But I think we're good. I think that's the mentality we want to do. And like, no one, if people counting us out easily. And I think their kids are like, nah, it ain't going to happen. So.
Coach, do you think the match that you had to come back from down 0-2 to win, where was that?
Oh gosh. That was,
That wasn't at Nichols, or was that McNeese, or?
That was McNeese. That was the reverse sweep. Yeah.
Yeah. So the reverse sweep, that's a huge deal for the ups of any team when they come back and rally back to win.
Yeah. You know, I think that game served a purpose for us, putting us in that position, and coming out victorious, you know, because one ball, one shank, one error, we lose a game. We lose.
Right.
Game. So, I think, They knew they were in a place. We were playing a little off. They knew they were, something's weird about this game. Like, it's just not us. And things where you're trying to fix it and something else happens. And it's like, well, we talk about quicksand a lot, you know, the mentality of quicksand and error and then two error and three errors. And you're not trying to error, but things were in a funk. And so I think, you know, that was a good game, and it served a purpose to pushing us through what we need to be here. And so, I think that builds a little bit of character. I think it builds a little bit of maturity. And that, you know, that game reminded me of the you know, we were playing UAB in my first year in Alabama before we after we played Alabama. And I think in the second set, we were down 23-16 and won it, came back and won it. And so I think those games are important because they do build a little bit of character, a little bit of maturity and understanding how, like, hey, it's not over till it's over. And so the mindset of that reverse sweep kind of pushed us a little bit to where we're playing. I mean, like, Gracie's playing great right now. Jay's playing great right now. Haley's playing out of her mind right now. So all the pieces are coming together. And I think that was a, you know, I think the Corpus was an igniter. The McNeese was a turning point.
All right. Well, knock on wood. We haven't jinxed a thing here, but man, nah. Can't wait to see how everything works out next week. But this weekend's pretty important as well. The match tonight, but Saturday, there'll be a big crowd on campus. What time we lighting? Is that an 11 o'clock?
11 a.m. We're going to honor our seniors, our six seniors. We're Paige Roper. We're going to Courtney Green, MJ Clowman. Help me out here. Kylie Bray, Savannah Jennings, and who am I missing?
Brooke Box.
Yeah, Brooke Box. Can't miss her. She's a defensive beast on the net. So we're gonna honor all those six. So we're excited about them. You know, and we're gonna have fun doing it. So.
All right. Good deal. Coach, we will see you there. Good luck tonight, and definitely we'll see you on Saturday. So, lines up, everybody. Thank We're going to take guys. A break here. Coach Joe, thank you so much for your time. And, folks, we'll be back with more of Inside Lion Athletics after this pause. Go Volleyball! Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Inside Lion Athletics. Charlie Chitwood here still. Got head coach Clint Dalzell, Lion football, and coach senior day coming up Saturday. Final home game. How did we get here so fast?
It fell fast early on, and then it's been dragging these last few weeks crazily. No, but yeah, it's here. And man, I got a bunch of great kids that are graduating this year, 25 of them total, which, you know, just – you know, I'd say for the most part, every kid we've had here going on my third year have been a bunch of good kids, you know, with exception of, you know, it's just going to happen. But the kids weed those guys out for you when you get the right nucleus around. And, man, just going to miss these guys. You know, we want to go out and get them a home win for them and the fans.
25 seniors for senior day, man, that and you're the only one that cannot announce any signings right now. So we'll have to wait on your signing day for that news. But hey, we got the Huskies coming in. Tell us a little bit about the game coming up. What do you expect?
Very winnable game for us. But I can say that, you know, a lot of games, we just got to find a way and do our jobs, put our, you know, players in good situation coaching wise and go out and make some plays, you know, go out and get some momentum, which I think we can. There are a defense that's really, you know, held a lot of teams to low scores with the exception of last week at Stephen F. Austin. Their offense has struggled a little bit through the season. And so should be, you know, a good matchup for us.
Very well. E-Rod, Rod Peace, or – who do you think's going?
We're going to go with E-Rod this week. You know, we think he's you know, ready to go and somewhat healthy. And I know we've gone back and forth with those guys, and we feel like E-Rod's had a really good week of practice. And you know, we may see Luke in there some this week. Our transfer from Fresno State, who got a little bit of play. I'm sorry, Jake. A little bit of play in Florida State. So. Mm-hmm. You know, get his big frame out there and get him going for the future.
There you go. Well, it was, you know, we saw him for that one series and he just looked like a quarterback, didn't he?
He looked comfortable, you know, and that's what you want in your quarterback. The moment wasn't too big for him, even though we were playing Florida State. He looked very comfortable out there and delivered some good throws and just commanded. You know, that's a big part of it too, is just commanding what's on the field. And He looked very comfortable doing it. So we're excited to get a chance to see him again this week.
Coach, some of the takeaways from the game last week. I think we all know who your special teams player of the week was.
Yeah, Mr. Harrison. That was pretty impressive, the opening kickoff and go to the house. And, you know, I was yelling, no, 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 when he was should have been fair catching it. And then we put him in there Thursday and put him, gave him some reps. And I don't think he got the memo. And, you know, five and in, we're supposed to be fair catching. And then what do you know? We do a great job of blocking for him. And he does the rest after that and takes it, over 100.
Coach, you said in the week leading up to it that y'all saw a little wrinkle or two in their kick coverage or punt coverage, and lo and behold, it opened up.
It did. You know, Coach McClain does a great job with our special teams, and the coaching staff helping out. We were due for one of those for sure. Heck, we almost broke a punt. It was a great job. A bounce back for Nick there. You know, he muffed the punt early in the game and then, you know, took that one, I don't know, 45 or 50 and put us in great position to be able to, you know, have a chance to score on offense. So, yeah, it was a lot of good things in there.
You were worried a little bit about the way that their offensive line might be able to take control in the second half. And, you had the great thing to start the game, but boy, they just started leaning on you in the second half.
Yeah, we needed to do our part offensively to get them out of being one dimensional, meaning running the football. You know, they really are big up front and they lean on you. And plus the addition of running the quarterback quite a bit too. That's an extra hat. And yeah, they forced it down our throat. I hate to say it. And it's not always just the defense. So your offense has got to do the part two of and keeping that where they can't do that, where they're up, you know, and we were behind the whole game for the most part, with the exception of the opening kickoff. And we just, you know, we're not quite there yet offensively with the amount of bodies we got up front, you know, protecting our quarterbacks and run game. But we did some good things in there too. We had some opportunities and we missed out on them.
Coach, 2 wins here. And the team knows that as well. They're not playing for a playoff spot, but they're playing for pride. They're playing for themselves. They're playing for their teammates. How do you keep them rolling forward? I mean, if you're a player, you want to play. There's no questioning that. But well, I mean, how do you give them a little extra?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to push it on them. I think anybody that's playing this level, they got here for a reason. You play to win, you know, pride is a big part of it, but that you're playing, whenever you're playing, whatever you're playing, whatever it may be, you know, playing spades, whether it's, you know, playing basketball one-on-one, if you're not playing to win and you're not competitive enough to go out there and put your best, you know, game forward. I mean, we missed, you know, on those players, if they're not, you know, that's not how they're thinking. You know, some of these guys are playing for their scholarship. Some of these guys are playing to, you know, make themselves look better in the portal. You know, there's a lot of incentive for these guys to go out and play hard, and we practice hard. I mean, our kids, you know, never let up. We were based in this same situation last year, and we gave everybody they wanted. So, yeah, we are a little beat up, but, you know, the guys we put on the football field, they're going to play hard.
Well, and your twos and threes and anybody left behind that and depth-wise, these are opportunities for them. And like you said, not only earn a scholarship or keep it.
Yep. Yeah. And that's, again, we don't have to push them too hard. These kids are very competitive. We've created a really very good environment as far as, you know, being competitive and going out and giving your all in practice and in the games.
Okay. Good enough. Coach, can't wait. Saturday afternoons in the fall are always fun. See if the Lions can go get those dogs on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff's at 4:00, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Coach, Lions up.
Yep.
Thank you for your time today, and we will see you at the ball field on Saturday.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, folks. That's Clint Dalzell, head coach of your Lion football. That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Lion Athletics. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate you joining us, folks. We will see you at Memorial Stadium on Saturday.